Department of International Relations and Cooperation spokesperson Lunga Ngangelele told the media that Minister Naledi Panda is concerned with developments in Zimbabwe.
The day before yesterday, she had a conversation with the Minister of Foreign Affairs in Zimbabwe, wherein she was assuring the Minister of South Africa's willingness to assist.
But the South African government's response has been met with anger from many Zimbabweans who describe it as mute and unconcerned. Zimbabwean National Prudence Moyo says it is disappointing that South Africa seems to be asking the abuser for permission to intervene, while those being abused have long asked for help.
South Africa's intervention in Zimbabwe's situation is long overdue. People are suffering, people are beaten. Do they want to see graves to show that Zimbabweans are being killed day in and day out? People have tried in whatever means they can, through voting, through demonstrations, but then the system favors ZANU.
Others argue that if arbitrary arrests of journalists, activists and opposition figures, disappearance of citizens critical of government, and brutalization of the masses are not compelling enough for South Africa to rein in its neighbor, maybe Pretoria is waiting for blood to flow. Zimbabwean academic Bongani Nyati has welcomed South Africa's stance to raise concern, but says verbal condemnations with no actions are not what Zimbabweans need right now.
Zimbabweans shouldn't expect much. The ANC's actions will be limited to these verbal condemnation and symbolic moves. Otherwise, Zimbabwean protesters and human rights campaigners should actually know that they are on their own. They should not expect much from the ANC and the South African government.
International relations expert Sipaman Lazonde says international law leaves very little room for a country to interfere in the internal affairs of another. He, however, warns that if action is not taken soon, the crisis could spin out of control in a country dealing with a rapidly deteriorating economy and growing hunger, among other debilitating problems.
There would be an open revolution. There would be a descent into violence. It might force the opposition in Zimbabwe to come an armed rebel group of some form, because the patience of the people of Zimbabwe might just be at that level where they might escalate things to levels we've never seen before.
Zondi says it would be wise for South Africa to influence the Southern African Development Community and the African Union to stand in unison and read the Riot Act to Zimbabwe. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.